Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a start. You better make it soon before you break my heart.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We got a lot of stuff that will, if you check out my website, we got a lot of stuff that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis. Rob is the author of a number of books, Mental Agility, Way of the Road Warrior, and also, what's the other one, Rob?
Well, we got How to Run Seminars and Workshops, but we got a new one coming out in May I'm very excited about, called How to Change Minds.
How to Change Minds. Wow, that ought to get some attention.
Actually, it's you know what? It's in copyright editing right now, and they've already sold the foreign rights to 17 different countries.
Wow.
So we're very excited about
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. Well done. So we're talking about why. We're talking about why, getting to the real reason why we sell. And didn't essentially, in the previous segment, Rob, we determined that if too much of your why has self-reference in it, is all about you, that's probably not a good formula. But if you answer why and it has a healthy dose of customer in it, that's a good formula, right?
I absolutely agree with that. Yes. Yes, and a matter of fact, you know, it allows us to straddle that line because, you know, I gave you the title of the book. Let me give you the subtitle of the book because it upset people. The subtitle is The Art of Influence Without Manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sent that out in a poll, and a lot of people came back and said, you know, we don't like the word manipulation or influence.
Yeah.
Well, I think you just actually hit on the difference between the two,
right,
which is if it's all about you, it's manipulation.
That's exactly right.
If it's all about the client, it's influence.
Well, and as I've said many times before, and as I practice myself today and have been practicing for decades, if I walk into a customer's office, if I approach a customer about business, and I have obviously we all have our own agendas. We have the things that we would like to accomplish. We have products we want to sell. We know what we'd like to come away with. But if I walk in and if I'm not trying to sincerely find out what the customer needs, what's best for them, which could include me leaving in 3 minutes, if I'm not prepared to do that, then I don't have the right why answer, in my opinion.
Now you're talking, and that's what I mean. Let's stay off the how for a second and keep focusing on the why. The why is that people fear, for some reason, they fear the word influence, okay? And what I've tried to write about in this new book is not only not afraid of the word influence, I embrace the word influence. And I, real fast, Jim, and I'll make this quick, but, you know, they made me pull one story out of the book.
Huh.
So I'm going to give it to you real fast, but it's a story that disturbed the publisher.
Wow.
But the book opened with a story about you sitting at a bar with a friend who's had too much to drink, as usual. You've asked for the car keys, as usual. He said no, as usual. Only tonight he's not going to make it home. Tonight he's going to go to the hospital. He's going to be the lucky one. He
mm-hmm.
won't be as lucky as the two people's lives he takes on that
yeah.
road. Now,
mm-hmm.
you tell me, Jim, if I have the ability to get those car keys, is that an ethical approach to influence?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If I help a corporation, a business that's not looking at the big picture, is going to be out of business in 6 months, mm-hmm. is it unethical for me to ask more difficult questions?
But see, here's the thing, though, Rob. I love what you just said, and I'm disappointed that your publisher didn't leave that in there, because that's really important, because it gets to this point. Were you an acquaintance of that person on the stool, or were you their partner? Were you prepared to be their partner? Am I a salesperson to my customers, or am I their partner? And if I can prove to them, If I can prove to them that I am their partner, that they can trust me, that I'm not, when I show up or when they call me, I'm not going to give them the thing. I'm not going to take advantage. I'm not going to abuse their trust of me. I will tell them what I believe to be the truth, even if it's not to my advantage. At that point in time, they will allow me to influence them because they know my influence is in their best interest.
Absolutely. And wouldn't it be nice, Jim, if our accountants and our lawyers and our doctors actually understood that they need to acquire the same skills that every other salesperson does?
Yeah.
Because when somebody's eating too much, when somebody's blood pressure is running high, we can tell them what to do. Somebody needs to influence them, because once they have a stroke, then they'll make certain changes in their lives. I want those car keys, I want that nutrition, I want everything. And we have to sometimes get our hands dirty, but we have to embrace and understand that's why we sell.
And
that's why we influence.
And the only way, though, you have to get to a point of being a trusted advisor, though.
Yep.
The real beautiful part of why is if you can get to the point where you're a trusted advisor, and even if you mess up sometime, even if you make a mistake, even if you don't give them always the best advice, as long as they know you cared about them the most.
Yep.
You know, I remember one of my most important moments in my sales career was when a customer many decades ago called me up and said, "Jim, I've got a competitive proposal here. I need you to come over and help me evaluate it." This was one of my customers wanted me to help him evaluate a competitor's proposal. Now that, in my opinion, told me that they trusted me. That was a high point in my career. Quick break, right back with Rob Jolliss. I'm going to get to that moment of relevance thing right after these messages. 10 till. The book, many of the books by Rob Jolliss, Mental Agility and Customer-Centered Selling. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.